You're listening to One For Them, a podcast on Black culture by me, Cashel.
And me, Helena. This podcast is a safe space to share life experiences and discover opportunities to experience life.
Life.
Yes, sir.
Hello and welcome to the One For Them podcast. We are back, brighter, bolder, crazier, ready for an absolutely madding. Like, I'm so excited for this episode. How are you feeling, Helena?
Yeah, man. I'm feeling a bit rusty. I can't lie to you. But, you know, energy is always going to be on point. I'm ready to get into it. Like, there's a lot to cover. The last time we recorded an episode was way back in the year of 2020. So,
way back.
So, we are ready to get this out there, ready for series two. I'm ready to be back in your eardrums again, people.
You know why I'm so excited about this one? It's because, can you believe it's been over a year since we did the launch party? That is nuts to me. A whole year, like a whole 12 ass months, man.
That is so mad. Like, I feel like we've come so far.
We are not the same people we were before.
But no joke though, there's actually a lot to cover. A lot has changed since we first started this podcast. I think the only thing that hasn't changed is the mission of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But our lives outside of the podcast have definitely moved madly in the last 12 months.
Definitely, definitely. And you know what else hasn't changed? My height. I still... No, you're laughing there. But the reason why I say that is because we've come back to the studios here in Tottenham, and I'm sat on this chair and it's just not high enough, you know. I'm really having to lift my neck to make sure that you guys hear my voice, because, you know, obviously that's what, you know, you're listening to the podcast for.
Just to say that I am not having the same problem,
obviously. Anyway, let's get into it, because as you said, 2020 has been a mad one, and, you know, let's start it off very strong. Let's start off with the L of the week.
Wow. I mean, my L of the week is quite specific. Basically, right now, the heating in my house is just on a mad one. Like, it's moving mad. So this is, I mean, you'll hear about this more in a bit, but, like, we've just moved into a new place. And when I tell you that it's... we should not have moved in the depths of winter. That's all I'm saying, because it's mad. Like, I'll be hot in the night. Cool. Then first thing when I wake up in the morning, it is freezing. Like, we have space heaters in every single room. We have one in the bedroom, one in the office, two in the front room, one in the dining room part of one thing. And it's just moving mad. Like, I actually can't get over this cold. And I don't know why it's like we decided to move in when it was like the coldest it has been. Mm-hmm. Since, like, it's just been so cold. So that's really my L. But then, to be honest, I don't know if you've seen, but there's like some crazy snowstorm or something in America at the moment, Texas specifically. And obviously, when I've been to Texas, it's been roasting hot, like 40 degrees, like literally sweltering, humid. And it's just a snow of white. But there was a picture of this hallway in their apartment building, and there were icicles coming from the flipping...
Not icicles.
Icicles coming from... So then I sent that picture. I was like, this is actual scenes from my building right now.
I don't believe it. Icicles, you know?
Icicles coming from the flipping ceiling fan thing. I was like, they definitely don't need the fan because it's definitely cold enough. But yeah, that is... But yeah, my L was basically just like not knowing how to just stay warm really at the moment. I'm just... at a loss, to be honest.
You know what? I'm going to call you out on that because, listen, yeah? He has been put on your Instagram story, making him look like he's crazy because he's wrapped up all warm, wearing his woolly hat. I saw the caption saying, oh, why does my man look like he's homeless? I said, sis, if you're here on a podcast talking about how, oh, it's all cold, like, I'm freezing, cry, cry, tears, tears, but you're roasting your boyfriend on the story.
I wasn't looking homeless. So just to make it clear, he is the one who, for however long I've known him, has been cussing me for saying, you're a southern softy, blah, 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 blah. You can't be, it's not that cold. Da, da, da. And now look, the tables have turned. Because even though it is cold, I've learned I'm firm in it more than he is. And that's what's hilarious about it, because he keeps saying, I'm from up north, blah, 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 blah. We don't feel the cold, blah, blah, blah. Now now look at you with your dressing gown, your slippers, your full-on thermal socks and your hat on in the house. I'm not having it.
I'm not going to lie, the willy hat was jokes, you know.
I can't lie, I'm wearing the willy hat right now.
Mad. Okay. So my L of the week also revolves around a hat situation. A very special hat situation. So, you know, we are Black women. There's certain things that we need to do, you know, like cover our hair before we go to bed. Wearing a bonnet, you know, wearing a do-rag, wearing a bandana, you know, any sort of thing that can keep your hair protected. And I knew that we were coming to the studios. I was like, yeah, I can get two cute pics with Helena. You know, you guys haven't seen our faces in a while, so I know that's, you know, what you want. So I'm trying to give it to the people. And so I decided I would do my hair. I was like, oh, I'm going to be feeling myself. Let me do these cute locks. Like, wow, you know, 2021, new year, new me vibes. However, I needed to go to bed. And so I was like, where is my bonnet? I couldn't find my bonnet. And you know what's peak? This bonnet, and I'm going to drag myself on the podcast here. This bonnet's not even mine. My friend wore it to my house and she forgot about it and I just kept it. I'm not going to say who it was. I'm sorry. I felt bad about this for like 3 years now. So it wasn't even my bonnet because I've lost my bonnet and I lost the one that I had, you know, kept for a while. And so I wrapped a bandana around my head, but I knew that the locks at the back were sticking out and they're like really curly. So I didn't want them to get caught. So I went to bed in a shower cap. I went to bed in a shower cap and the thing is, yeah, like it was slipping and sliding all over that pillow. However, I was surprised because it stayed on. When I woke up, it was still on my head. I thought it was going to be way off. That would not happen
for me.
But it was doing slip and slide. Like, obviously, I'd love to be doing slip and slide in a real, I don't know, water park. We can't do that right now. But I was doing slip and slide in my bed and it is what it is. So yeah, shower cap to bed. That's the new vibe. So if anyone out there wants to buy me a bonnet, yeah, you can Venmo me. Cash out, like whatever it is. If you've got the money for a bonnet, hit me up.
I mean, this brings me back to, this is not part of the thing, but when I kept sleeping without my bonnet on because I lost it and I couldn't find it. Mm. And then my boyfriend ordered a bonnet to the house and he was like, this is for you. And I didn't know what it was. And I opened the packet and it was a sleeping bonnet. And I was just dying, like I was actually dying. Anyway, do you have a W of the week?
Yes, I do, actually.
Interesting.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to say my week's been dead?
No, I'm not going to reflect my own feelings on you. So the fact that you have a W is great.
Okay, thank you. So, bad energy, stay far away. What was I saying? So, my W of the week is, girl, okay, so I am a big Frank Ocean fan. Anyone who knows me knows that I love Frank Ocean. There's a poster of the gorgeous man on my wall. It's cute, you know, it's in a little frame amongst some other amazing artists. And I wrote about Nostalgia Ultra because it's been 10 years since since the mixtape came out. And I was so gassed about it because I was like, I really want to write about this. I don't know where I'm going to write about it for. But I got in touch. Oh yeah, because I'm a writer now. That's what I do, you know, music journalist and that. But yeah, so I wrote about it for the Blues Project and it was amazing because they did like these really, really cool, like social, like videos. I'm trying shit. These really cool social posts. And it was just so pretty and cute. And I was like, wow, like I really did that. I wrote about Frank Ocean and I made it happen. And people liked it. So I was like, I'm not just talking trash. Like, I know my stuff, especially when it comes to Frank Ocean B.
Oh my gosh, I miss Frank Ocean.
Same.
Wasn't even meant to play Lovebox.
We saw him.
We saw him at Parklife.
Parklife.
But I'm wondering I think he was meant to play Lovebox.
He was.
Last year.
Oh, really?
Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I had a festival planned that Frank Ocean was meant to be playing, but I can't remember where it was. Anywho,
what about
I'm proud of you, girl. That's that's an achievement right there. That's a milestone. You need to park that and just put it in somewhere, I don't know, into a memory book.
I do.
To keep track of this stuff. Honestly, I just, my W of the week. I'm really struggling to come up with something. But I'll just say this. So I just moved into a new place, as I just mentioned, which is cold. However, everything's coming together now. And I'm just like really proud of everything coming together because obviously money wise, it hurts. However, because I have been working quite hard the past couple of months, like doing quite a lot of work, it's definitely paid off. And just like being able to just, you know, get my house ready because it's unfurnished, but just getting everything ready. And just, I'm kind of proud of the fact of how grown up I've been about everything.
Yes.
Like making decisions like, yeah, I want to buy this, but let's try and, like, basically everything's kind of coordinated and we're trying to get everything together. So we're like, when we do move out of here, hopefully at some point to buy somewhere, Lord, if that can happen in this country, especially in this city, not country, this city. If that happens, then like we have everything ready to go. We're not going to buy everything random or like
higgledy piggledy,
willy nilly here right now. And then like just to do it cheap. And then even though we did do things cheap, but I'm saying like we just thought of how we wanted everything to look together. And it's proper coming together. And we've literally only got one more thing to arrive now.
Ooh.
And then I think it'll be like all together and I can just relax. And then hopefully, you know, it's meant to be getting a bit warmer. So once it's less cold and there's no more icicles coming from the ceiling, it will feel like home.
Yes, cue the clap. Party for the people. We love it. No, that's really, really cool. It's funny because I actually wanted to ask you about it because I was like, I just got a new apartment. I'm gonna leave the floor away.
Oh my gosh. I haven't even played that in there yet. I need to play. I'm gonna play that when I get in now.
I love it. I'm so glad that, you know, I really projected my voice into the mic there and you didn't cuss me for singing, you know? Did I hold the note?
No. You absolutely did not hold the note. However, the song was very fitting and a vibe.
Okay, thank you.
However, the note was not held. The tune was not there.
Okay, no need to break my heart on the podcast. It's only the first episode back. Jesus.
Listen, the people already know about the singing situation. Let's not front. Like, this is the first time they're hearing it. And it's also not the first time they've heard your voice. And the people know Wagwan, innit?
All right, cool, innit? Fine. Be like that. Okay, so L of the year now. Because, you know, this was a whole 2020, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Like, it was a whole situation. I feel like we've been in a situationship with coronavirus. That's what it feels like.
The whole blood clot world has been in a situationship with coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus is in a polyamorous situationship with the world population.
You know?
That is wild. Like, that is proper wild.
It is scary stuff.
I mean, my L of the year... I mean, honest, to make a statement first, which I feel like loads of people are probably hearing, like, obviously, in terms of L of the year, there's been a lot worse things going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my L of the year is very, like, minuscule in terms of what has been going on, obviously. So I'm not just saying this as, like, you know, lightheartedly. I do know that a lot worse things have happened. But also, I didn't want to make it too heavy. So, like, my L of the year... to be honest, in three things, being tired.
Stop! Not again! Do you know why I'm telling you to stop, yeah? Because I really badly wanted to make that my L of the week. And I thought, I can't be coming again with the same content. But go ahead. Sorry, the first one is tired.
Being tired. Not being able to travel. And lack of festivals and music events. And the reason why I put those three things in is because I'm not tired because I'm traveling and going to music festivals. I'm tired because I'm just done with the world. Like, mm-hmm. and I think that's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm usually, when I've been tired other summers, let me state specifically, or other years, you know, I've been fortunate enough to travel to those different places. I'm usually tired because mm-hmm. of jet lag, obviously tired because of life as well. But mm-hmm. like, I miss that tired feeling of like, you know, you're on the third day of a festival and you've got to push through mm-hmm. again.
Need that Red Bull.
That is the tired that I need in my life again. So I don't think it'll happen in summer 2021. I'm hoping it will happen by 2022. I'm hoping travel will become okay again and normal again. Like, as in, I did manage to go on holiday, but I mean, like, you know, being able to travel freely and not having to like mm-hmm. quarantine for 2 weeks when you get back and all of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my L's of the year. Obviously, in the grand scheme of things, not that deep, but I just miss live music so much. Like, just so much. And the streams are calm, but I miss the presence of being in a live music space.
Mm-hmm. I hear you for sure. I think I would say the same for me. Like, L of the year is probably this whole tiredness thing. I was gonna say it, like, last night I was even up late writing, trying to make sure that I didn't have bags in my eyes. Had to use some eye cream because I was like, you know, can't be looking like a zombie in the morning. So, you know, it's in the morning. I don't know if it's in the morning, it's the afternoon. I can't be looking like a zombie either way. Music festivals, obviously, I just feel so sad inside that I can't feel and like breathe live music right now as peak. But overall, I think for me, the L of the year probably comes back to like the beginning half, because I was locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I was locked up. Okay, that's enough vocals for the day. But yeah, no, I think it's because at the beginning, obviously, like, I was shielding. And that was a rough time. That was a rough time, boy. When I tell you, I, at one point, and this wasn't even lockdown one, I think it's between lockdown one and lockdown two.
Bro, how many lockdowns have there?
This is why we have to talk about them, you know, the period between lockdown one and lockdown two, lockdown three, lockdown, is lockdown 2.5? Like, which one it be?
Apologies, back to you.
No, but it's true. Like, this is the time between lockdown two and three, I think, or whichever stupid thing it was. And don't get me wrong, like, I think it's really important that people stay inside, because, you know, we're trying to, you know, get this coronavirus down, trying to get everybody vaccinated so that we can, you know, escape this situation. But for me, like, just on a personal level, I stayed in my house. It was my friend's birthday. So shout out George, you know, the man. I went to his house to give him a birthday card. And so I dropped that off and then I went home. And after that, I didn't leave the house for an entire month.
Wow.
Like a whole ass month. And I didn't even realize it was happening. Like, it wasn't a conscious thing, but I wasn't going to the shops. I wasn't going for walks. I wasn't seeing anyone. I wasn't basically leaving my house. I think I went on a jog maybe twice in the park that's like 5 minutes from my house. So it was very, very peak, man. And I just like came out the other side and I was like, whoa. When I finally like went on a walk with someone, I was like, oh my gosh. And now I understand why I was so agitated, whilst I was so angry, I was so irritated, I was annoyed all the time. And I was like, oh, this is all festering below. So that was peak. But I also have another light-hearted one for you, because, you know, the L's be coming to me. So there was this one time, I remember this day, me and my mom had gone into the loft to put some things in there, and I saw my old skates from when I was a child. Bearing in mind, my feet haven't grown since then, so I can fit into those things. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, these roller skates, yes, me, new vibe, new me, let me try out a new skill. I'm talented, like, I can do this. My dad used to skate, it's in my blood. It's not in my blood, it's not. I quickly found out, because I put the roller skates on, I was shaking in my boots. I was like, okay, let me just see if I can skate down my road to the park, which is so close, guys. It's like a 3 minute walk. I left my house, skated down the road, made it to the end. And you know, I already lived towards the end. So I made it towards the end and I slipped and flew in the sky. It was like a moment. Like I had a moment in that air until it was like a rise and fall. And I landed heavily on my
You didn't tell me about it.
In my ass. Like the bone, my butt was like on fire. It hurt so much. Like I cannot tell you how much it hurt. Like I went back home and I was like, I tried to even give myself like a butt massage. Like it was hurting so much. And no one's peak. You'd expect like, obviously it's lockdown. You know what I mean? Everyone's at home and that. No, there was a family on the street. They saw me. Family. There was a mum with her pram and her kid. And I can hear her kid laughing. And she was pointing and they were laughing. And I could hear them at the top of the street. As it, well, like the middle of the street. And I was just like, wow, not only have I embarrassed myself, people could have been laughing at me through the windows. No, they're laughing at me from the street. It's a child laughing at me. I was like, you know what? My life is a comedy sketch. Like, what is this?
But can I just say, so you won't be skating to my house anytime soon?
Absolutely not. These weren't my new skates, though. I got new skates.
Let me just tell you that because when I first moved, I was saying to Cashel, oh yeah, like you can come to mine. It's not even that long. I think I was talking about cycling, but anyway, long story short, she was like, to be honest, I could even skate. And then I was like, you're going to skate? Like in my head, I was thinking, that's mad. Like, what do you mean you're going to skate? And I was like, or you could just walk. Like we're not that close to each other, but I think a walk might be an hour because, you know. And then, yeah, but she said skate. So I'm guessing she ain't going to be skating to me anytime soon.
Absolutely not. I would have cycled to you, but guess what? My bike got stolen. So I can't even I can't even cycle there no more, you know? But you know what I do say? The good thing about having skates is the same good reason of having legs. They can't take them off you if they're on your feet.
Stop. Oh my gosh, I'm done. I'm actually done.
If you see me rolling up on the skates, just know that I put them on 5 minutes before I arrived at the house.
I'll know that is growth. I'll know that if you've managed to escape to me, that is what we call growth and progress.
Growth.
You know what that is? It's growth.
Literally. Your W of the year. I don't know. I mean, I'll just touch on mine because I've already kind of touched on it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving out was a big W for me and still is. It's very fresh. We only moved out very recently. And then my other thing is, since the last time I spoke to you guys, anyone who's listening, please be listening. I've got jobs in music, which is kind of mad.
Jobs, plural. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah, jobs. So yeah, I'm currently actually working in music, like got a few jobs and like, it's just a bit mad. I feel like when we started this podcast, I kept saying like, yeah, I want to be getting a job in music, blah, 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 blah. And the fact that it's now happened is kind of mad to me. I've said to people, like, I'm obviously really happy. I'm working. Well, I think I'm working hard. But, like, it's just mad that now I'm like, where do I want to go next? Mm-hmm. Or, like, what else do I want to do? Like, how do I want to develop even more? And that's constantly on my mind. And it sits with me when I did a course at the Roundhouse back in 2019 now. And they said to celebrate small wins or celebrate any wins, otherwise you're always going to be chasing the next goal. So that's what I'm kind of doing right now. In a couple of weeks I'm gonna like just have some time for myself to just sit and like take in everything that's actually happened to me, that's been like getting jobs and like moving on, and then what do I want next. But I want to just celebrate the small wins first and then go from there. And then another thing which I 10 out of 10 recommend is that I managed to go on holiday in December. And honestly, guys, winter holidays are the way forward. I know summer holidays are hyped up and I know that you want to be away in summer. And I know this country can be unpredictable in summer, but this summer, in the last summer, 2020, we actually had a great summer.
Yeah.
So like,
sunshine-wise at least.
Yeah. So I feel like I got my sun fix from that, because that was the thing about lockdown then, was that you could sit outside and you could enjoy the sun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was very privileged to have space to do that. But then when it got colder and colder, I was like, this ain't it. Like, I need a holiday. And then managed to go away to Gran Canaria, which honestly, we were not that excited about. Like, we were meant to be going to Cape Verde and it got cancelled. And then we rebooked it, it got cancelled. And I think we rebooked it 3 times and it got cancelled. We were like, we just need to go away. So we managed to go to Gran Canaria for half the price of Cape Verde. And to be honest, they're off the same coast of Africa.
Yeah, they're it's the same coast.
It's the, yeah, it's the same coast. Sand. They just speak different languages. Like one's Portuguese and one is Spanish. So, you know, basically same thing. But yeah, it was literally at half the price. I think we paid £300 for all inclusive 7 days. And that was food, alcohol, and like everything. And I'm just saying, like, if you need any tips on how to get cheap holidays, just at me, innit?
Holla at girl.
But yeah, that's like something. And I just want to say, I recommend winter holidays for the, like, I would never have thought about it until we were in a pandemic. And I was like, okay, let's get away before the end of the year. Everyone had holiday days to use. But like now I'm telling you, everyone, winter holidays are the way forward to break up these cold days, these long, dark days. Like, you should get away and get to some sun.
Basically, Helena said, escape England.
Yeah, basically that, yeah.
Defo.
Did you have a W of the year by any chance?
W of the year? W of the year for me, again, it's very similar to you. Yo, guys, I'm a writer now. Like, I know I told you guys I was a writer, and I kind of was, but I'm a journalist. Like, I'm a culture and music journalist. That's what I do. I write, so, you know, if you've got good music, you know, hit me up in the emails and the DMs. I like to, you know about these new artists and yet. But no, seriously, I think my W of the year was like really getting into a position where like I know what I want to do and I know how to do it. Like, I want to write articles, I want to write for publications, and I know what I need to do. I know how to send my pitches, and I might not have it perfect. I'm still working things out, tweaking here and there. But I've landed, you know, some pretty decent things. So, yes. So everybody, you know, go to my website, shell.com, and look at the article that I wrote about this artist called Black Doe. He is a producer from France, from Paris. He is sick. He created this incredible EP where he used like only vocalists from Korea. So it's like, you've got this mix of like, he's an R&B producer. He started off in like electronic music, and then he moved over to like hip hop and R&B. And this EP is just like such good energy. Like, I'm telling you, if you listen to this while you're walking down the street, you'll probably want to do one of those kicks that you know those kicks. I'm so sick at them kicks.
I'm telling you now, I'm so sick at them kicks. You know what? We're gonna get a video of me doing that kick, ready for socials.
I don't know if they know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm gonna do it with my white socks on.
That would be cute. But yeah, I'm just really proud of that. And like you said, I think it's really important to celebrate those small wins, because I was like, okay, I know that I want to do something kind of creative. Like, I want to be something to do with music, but obviously y'all know I can't sing, so we're not going to do any of that. But like writing, that's where I am at. So I'm just happy that I've been able to like do that. I have like a whole vision board for 2021 of like all of the bylines and all of the publications that I'm going to be writing for. So let's make it happen. I need to do one of those.
Yes, that sounds lit. Yes, you will make it happen. So I'm not even going to get into it. actually, another W, which I didn't think about until right now, but it's being able to work with my friends. Like,
yes.
Obviously, because Shell's a music journalist, I'm working in music. So like, if I have any acts that I'm working with that anyone I work with, I send to her, and if she thinks she can place it, she can place it.
I will.
And then also, I managed to organize a shoot the other day, and I got one of my friends, Rasheen, to be the makeup artist. And it's just like, then she asked a friend to come along to behind the scenes photos. And then for another shoot, I'm asking her friend to do be the photographer. And it's just like, I'm loving the fact that I'm not at the point I want to be at yet by any means, but I've got to a point where I can start bringing on people that I know and that I trust and that I know their work is good, and they're getting their own opportunities. But I love the fact that we're all now being able to work together, and like, we're actually being able to form like a little community within what we're doing. And like, that was honestly one of the biggest goals, was like to be in a place where I can work with my friends. And the fact that that's actually happening, I'm like, wait, because I know I haven't achieved what I want to achieve, but this is another thing to celebrate, because it's got to the point where I can now work with my friends. But yeah, that was another W of the year. I forgot about it until right now, but you know, that's an important one, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir. No, defo, I think is dope. Okay, let's switch up. You know what time it is?
No, I don't.
bitch, it's tweet of the week, man.
Oh, okay. Girl. You should have said, what was it? Tweet of the week. I swear there was a jingle.
Tweet of the week.
What the hell was I singing? I forgot we made up our own jingle. I forgot it was to a song that already exists. I mean, mine's ready to go. And considering how the conversation's been going, I think my tweet is relevant.
Okay. Hit them up.
So mine is... from Soulja Boy, aka Treyko, and the tweet is, "Kiss me through the phone, hit different now, huh?"
Man, you know what? Yeah, that is a good one. I'm not gonna lie, is a good one.
You know what? The thing is, I've been on Twitter since we last recorded, but I was in a really good routine before of DMing myself tweets that were tweet of the week, and I paused that for some reason. So I had to go through conversations that I've been sending tweets to people and find one. And this one, it just, yeah, it's real, man. people are going through it. Like, I'm sure I heard a story about someone that literally has not seen, they're still together, but they haven't seen their partner in person since like literally March last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's madness.
Yes, it's peak out here, man.
It really is.
When I tell you, the struggle is real. It's very real. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I think I've got... See, these weren't the tweets that I was going to bring, but I'm going to bring them anyway because I think they're funny.
Tweets?
Yeah, I got two. They're allowed. Miss, am I allowed to, miss?
I mean, I guess so.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... I'm only saying this tweet now because of what you said, and like it's that similar, and it just makes me laugh. So, still thinking about this situation, you know, it hits different. Someone said, at this rate, in fact, wait, let me tell you who said it. So, at Gal Pacino,
okay,
says, at this rate, I'll even settle for Butlins with my homies.
No, I don't lie yet. I would kill for Butlins right now. I ain't trying to fight. I would kill for Butlins right now.
Can you imagine?
Entertainment, alcohol, yes. Some slot machines or whatever they are, an arcade, and a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Put that by a beach in the UK. I'm sorted.
A beach in the UK in this time?
No, I'm not. I didn't say this already. I went away to Weymouth in... like not in lockdown when we were allowed to travel again.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, it was lit.
Like, I've been swearing, we gonna need to beep them out.
No, but I was gonna do it kind of unnecessarily, but no, it was lit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was a getaway before we could actually fly anywhere, and the weather was nice, but it was like one day it said 19 degrees and it was roasting hot. Like, it was really bizarre. But like, the beaches are actually sandy. They had you know, like, great ice cream. We went on like a hike. Like, I'm telling you, it is actually, if you wanted to get away in the UK and you can't travel and it's summer, Weymouth is a place. I was proper telling my boyfriend, like, we should get a beach apartment out here. Like, we should Airbnb it.
Wow, yeah, beachy lifestyle. She gets one apartment and next thing you know, she wants to get, you know, another one.
No, but I was literally thinking, like, to me, I'm like, I can't own a property in London yet. So how much is it to own property out there? But they were even like San Diego. Like, they had proper mad modern beach houses on the beachfront. Like, it wasn't cheap there because I think people actually travel there.
Wow.
But yeah, sorry. That's all I'm saying is, if the Butlins was in Weymouth, I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would take it.
You would take it.
If it was a group of your friends, it would. It's what you make it. Let's just say that.
I say, you know, the times is hard.
Like, I think if right now, if all of our friends were aware at the same time, it wouldn't even matter where it is.
To be honest, you're right.
It would just be a vibe because we've not linked up since my birthday last year. Someone deeped it to me the other day. Like, we have not all met up since literally this time last year.
It is.
That's wild. That is actually very, very wild. It's been a year since we've had a link up. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. I don't even know what that is, but I'm not here for it. Times need to change. Talking about times is hard. I have another tweet here. It's just funny. And this comes from Hengino. I don't really know. Hengino. That's what I'm going for. And she said, "My wig dropped out of the window and someone stole it." Okay.
Can you imagine? Huh? Excuse me, what?
Someone's wig dropped out of her window and someone stole the damn wig. Like, times are hard.
No, but how quickly did that happen? Like, I'm actually rattled. Like, for her to drop it, realize, did she just leave it? Like, I have so many questions. Because this means it dropped and at that moment in time, someone picked it up, or does it mean she was getting lazy with it? Like, oh, I'll go get that later. And then someone got it in that period of time. Because to drop your wig and realize, and then someone just grab it is mad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they selling it on the black. Like, what color was the person that took it? Are they selling it on the black market? Like, what's going on? Is it on the dark web? Like, I have so many questions. I'm actually rattled. However, this brings me back to a time when I was on the tube back when I'm not gonna lie, guys, I've barely been on public transport really since this time last year. I have been on, but barely. But this was when I was commuter times, and this woman dropped, I think her braid dropped out. But she got off the tube, like, she was getting off at the door, and she looked back and saw it, and she came back to collect it. And I was like,
no.
I was like, no. I had so many questions, but, like, I was just like, did she collect it because she felt bad? Did she collect it because she needed it? Like, did she? And I had so many questions, but I was just like, personally, I would have just walked away. Because until she came to collect it, I didn't actually realize it was her braid. I just thought it was a braid on the floor. But
unclaimed
it
braid.
It was an unclaimed braid. And I was just like, all right, cool. It's London. It's going to happen. But she went back to collect it. And that was the mad thing to me. Like, it was actually mad.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. Wild right there. That's wild.
Okay. So, you know what? We've been chatting for a while, you know.
I know.
Time has flown by.
Yeah.
It's mad. Okay. So, we know that adrenaline has been scarce this year for many people. You know, we've all been trying to get that high. Now I sound like a knee. No, I'm joking. I know we all have been trying to, you know, feel something, feel alive inside. And I feel like, you know, you've been able to have that this year. So talk about it. Tell the people what you've been up to. Because, I mean, in a nutshell, we're not trying to make this like an hour long thing. But tell the people. It's important.
I mean, honestly, in some ways, I felt bad at times, and maybe that's why I haven't celebrated as much as I should as of yet, because obviously, and not to bring it back and being all dull and gloomy, but, like, people have lost jobs this year and people have lost lives.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I've managed to gain jobs, and, like, in the time when people were losing jobs, it's actually quite a weird time to be like, oh, things are actually coming into place for me for now. But, yeah, I've been doing a lot. Like, I'm trying to think. I think it was about June 2020, I applied to the 3T Muramasa Neo live music course to become a tour tech. And when I applied, I'm telling you now, I did not expect to get it. Like, I'm not even joking. I think I must have said to Kishelle. So basically, the course was for 10 black women to take part in. And I remember saying to Kishelle, like, quite clearly, I don't think I've got it because I was just kind of saying, like, I would like a job in music and I have engineering skills and I'd like to apply that to live music and kind of, like, mix the two together. But I remember saying to Kishelle, like, if they wanted someone who was just 100% like, I want to be a tech, I was like, I'm not going to get it. But I was like, I don't really mind because I know that only black women have applied to this. So if I don't get it, I know that 10 black women have got it. So I'm not really too mad about it. Lo and behold, I got a place on the course.
She made it!
And actually, I don't know how I didn't put this as one of my W's, but it was mad because apparently there were over 550 applicants and 10 people got chosen. And I was one of those 10. And it was one of those moments where I was like, yo, you're doing this. And, like, you need to start believing in your abilities to do stuff. And at the time, obviously, I didn't have any tour experience really, but, like, as the course went on, I think I kept proving myself even more. And I think everyone on there just kept proving themselves and proving themselves. And I think, like, after that course, it took a minute. And obviously, I started some other jobs. Like, I work at a label now. I work at a management company as well. And encompassing all of that, I was just like, you need to start believing yourself and, like, believing in your abilities. So, yeah, that's the main thing. And then since that course, I've actually helped a band in some live stuff, helping them move their show from a program called Main Stage over to Ableton. And, like, I was thrown in the deep end with that, but I truly went in there, like, thinking I was going to drown. And, like, I knew Ableton and I knew stuff, but, like, it's just a different environment. When you have four people looking at you to get something done, it's actually mad. But I managed to do it and, like, yeah, I don't think I got fired, but stay tuned. But yeah, so I think that was, like, great that, like, I went from not knowing anything, doing a course, and within 4 months after that course, I'm working with a band. Yeah. And like actually doing the main thing on the course that I was really interested in, which was Ableton, because I think it draws in all my skills, mm-hmm. because I'm quite good with technology. And like, obviously I did do an engineering degree, and I think it's just that problem solving that I just have in my head. And I'm just like, yeah, that is why I'm, yeah, that's my year in a nutshell, really. Course, music jobs, and yeah.
Yes. Oh, when I said adrenaline, I was talking about the big weekend.
Fam.
Yes.
Mad. Well, to be honest, the main adrenaline from before the big weekend was getting onto the course. But we can, and also, sorry, another adrenaline was doing that, moving their show from main stage to Ableton, because that was like really challenging and the adrenaline was mad. However, yeah, the big weekend was mad. So as part of the course, we had to put on a show for Miramassa. And when I say put on, like we were helping set up, so lights, video, sound, everything. And mm-hmm. on that day, so the day before, my course leader came up to me and he was like, how do you fancy like doing the visuals for tomorrow? Bearing in mind, we're 12 weeks into this course and he's asked me to do the one thing that we've never done. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And he gave me the laptop that day and I went home that night. Also bearing in mind, we had to be up and drive to Bedford the next day at like a mad time in the morning.
Ridiculous.
And we were in Acton, ooh. Park Royal, North Acton,
yeah.
the day before. So I had to get back from there. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to have an early night and get ready. And then I spent like, I was up all night planning these visuals.
So then, you were tired?
Yeah, I was definitely tired when I got that. I was like, I need caffeine now. Got that McDonald's breakfast on the way. But yeah, the show was one of the maddest things. And like, when I say I miss live music, this cured it. Like, it was mad. Like, just knowing that all 10 of us, along with obviously like working professionals, but we helped make that show happen. And like the visuals, like the lighting lady on the day was like, so you've never done this before? She was like, those are some of the best visuals I've like. Not the best, but she was like, I would never have known you'd done this before. Like, the visuals were really good. They were perfect for the music and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, mad. And just seeing a live show, Miramassa was there, Neil was there, Kosha was there. And it was just mad. Like, yeah.
Sick, man.
That adrenaline. I mean, that's just the adrenaline you get from live shows. But literally when I left, I felt like I was on a come down because I was like, I left and I was like, wait. What am I doing? Like, do I want to do this job? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like on this mad rant because I was just I literally was on a calm down from the high of putting on that show. So yeah, sorry, that was a long rant, but yeah.
No, we wanted to hear it. By we, I mean me and the listeners. Okay, cool.
I mean, I have a question and it wasn't as exciting as that, but it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Okay.
But like, first of all, it's just a basic question, but like, how was it finishing uni and graduating in 2020?
Listen, yeah. Listen, I can't tell you because I was not involved. Me? I did a degree? What? Sorry? Nah, it was ridiculous, man. Like, so as you guys know, I did my degree in race, media and social justice at Goldsmiths. And when it came to like March times, that was when it became the home university. Is that what we call it? The Zoomversity. It was, everything was just online, my G. Like, it was just not popping. The lectures, stale. The content, dry. Everything, crusty. Connections, like, it was just too much, man. And I really kind of drifted out of what I wanted to do. So I had to write my dissertation and I had no idea what I wanted to write. I said, oh, okay, I want to be writing about rap music and that's what I'm going to do. Swung around. I said, no, scrap that. That's going in the bin. I completely changed my idea. And I think because times were so rough, I needed some comedy in my life. So I decided to write my dissertation about comedy, which was good because it meant that every time I was writing the dissertation, I was looking at the jokes and I was laughing and writing.
That's actually sick.
Yeah, no, it was sick. And basically I did my dissertation on three people. So I looked at Munya Chihuahua, man, like the most hilarious Don.
He's the W of 2020.
He is like the guy. Like, he still cracks me up to this day. We should like get a cut of him in here. But yeah, like, so I did it on,
I'm not sure we can afford that. Just
I'll ask him. I'll send him a DM. Lord knows I was hitting
and
up those DMs.
He will send you his agent's email address.
the wait is so bad as well, because basically I wanted to interview him. I just sending him bare DMs like, yo, hello. Send him a message on Twitter, send him a message on Instagram. I somehow got his email and I sent him an email, and eventually he replied to me. He's like, yeah, we can do an interview for like 20 minutes. And I was like, oh my guy, man, like, it needs to be an hour. And he was like, oh, sorry, I'm too busy. I was like, oh, okay, fine.
You should have took 20 minutes, bro.
No. He disappeared after that.
Oh, okay.
but he was cool though. He was nice. I think if he had time, he would have done it. But as you could see, he was
putting busy out here doing Gymshark adverts and Gymshark. Like, do you know how mad that is? This guy is a comedian and he's out here in a Gymshark advert. You know that's mad.
Everything, man. He'd been on everything. But anyway, yeah, so I did my dissertation on that and I ended up interviewing Kelechi Okafor and Angelo Irving, who does the Black Boris sketch, who is just jokes as well. So that was good. So that part of the, you know, university life, that was all right. And then graduation came. These men kept sending me emails like, oh, make sure you sign up to the graduation. It's going to be online. Oh, la, la, la. Listen, I was not going to be there. Do you think I'm really going to be waiting for my name, my big name that no one's going to pronounce correctly anyway, coming along the screen just so I can do a little wave to who and for what and for why?
Stop it.
Not me, boy. I was like, you know what? You guys do your thing. When you've got my certificate, bang it in the mail. Bob's your uncle. I've got
Fanny
it.
Fanny is your aunt.
Yeah, man. No, so I was just like, yeah, no, I wasn't about it. It was rough. That's all I can say. It was rough. Yeah. But I came out at the end with a first. So
mad. Yeah, no, you know. That's actually mad. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a W, even though you didn't mention it, but that's definitely a W.
Thank you, thank you. So yeah, that was it for me, I think.
The only other question I have for you, which, I mean, technically, just so y'all know, she was meant to ask me, but now I'm going to ask her, is, do you have a champion of the year?
Yes, I have a champion of the year. Although now that you said it, I'm thinking Munya is definitely up there in terms of the champions.
To be honest, yeah. Now I've said that. If you asked me the question, I would have said him. But it took a moment to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So for me, my champion of the year is Marcus Rashford. We all know what the guy has been doing.
Yeah,
he's been putting in work. He has been doing better than the Labour opposition in terms of holding the government to account.
Mm-hmm.
Single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
The young man has been on fire. He's been looking great in those magazine covers. He's been doing so much for the people. And I just think his tenacity, like, he's just come in with the same energy to make sure that these people are feeding kids. Like, it's not even like he's asking for much, you know?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, kids are starving, let's feed them. The government was like, no. But Marcus Rashford came along and made them do that big old U-turn. One of the U-turns of the many U-turns that we've seen.
Yep.
But yeah, I just wanted to shout him out as like a champion of the year, because he's been doing mad stuff and no one asked him to do this. But he's been so committed, and I think it's inspiring.
And he's been finding that, like, the thing for me is that, like, and it's something for me as well, as it's something to take on for myself. Because, you know, this man's training routine is mad. I can tell you now, the Premier League schedule has been mad, on top of Europa League, on top of FA Cup.
Yeah.
So he's finding the time to make this important. And I think that is something that is, like, important to me, because I always say, oh, I'm tired, or I'm this. I need to go back to my quote, you have the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce, because but now it's, you have the same amount of hours in the day as Marcus Rashford.
Yes, that is the
that's
new
the
one.
New quote. That's the new quote.
Jams, dropping jams. I love it. So for you, I'm gonna ask you quick, who's your villain of the year?
Because so I've been thinking about the angles for this one, and of the obvious the obvious villains are too obvious. So I'm gonna come out and say who my villain of the year is. Issa Rae.
She's coming for my girl.
Listen, what? Issa Rae is villain of the year. I don't care. How can this woman announce the end of Insecure amongst this pandemic? As if we didn't have enough bad news going on, yeah? This woman decides to announce the end of Insecure, like that the fact that the next season is the final season. You couldn't give us any prior warning. Like, she said she knew. I'm sorry, this is passionate for me, guys. I feel this one in my heart. She said she knew. I've watched all her interviews. I love the woman. However, she's still a villain to me. She said from time, I know I have in my mind the set amount of seasons they're going to be for this. She knew from beginning. She knew when how it went to end. However, she decides to announce it amidst a pandemic. And the thing the thing that's getting me is that after that, she's out here trolling people on Instagram. Like, she didn't just end there. Like, she's actually trolling people. Like, you lot are too, like, I don't know, just like getting at people. And obviously, I love that. I think she is one of the best things to happen to TV and like one of the best things to happen to black culture in terms of American culture. But like, she's doing bits of people. But I'm just like, how dare you? Like, obviously, madness has been going on in the world. But when I saw that, I threw my phone. I was like, no. Because all I've been saying is I can't wait for Insecure to come back. And it's still coming back. But I'm just like, it's the end. Like, I don't know. That's my favorite show, everyone. And I haven't properly processed it yet. But I think I'm due a cry. And that will be when I realise what's going on with that, that will trigger it. And just as another note, Yvonne Orji, you just as bad, because how you out here posting, like it was a fake show that was made and it was called Low Key or something like that. And someone made it saying like, Insecure's not gone. This is like, it's coming back in this form.
Nah.
And then I saw it. Ian actually sent it to me, he was like, it's not over. And then I read her, because he didn't read the caption. And in the caption, she was like, you lot need to stop playing. Like, this ain't real. Like, I'm done with you all. Like, jokingly. But I was like, but why did you make it a whole Instagram post? Not an Instagram story, a whole Instagram post. So you made people think it was real. So
they're playing with people.
They are playing with my emotions and many others. And I'm just...
But I tell you what though, they did get Issa back. Did you see all of those the photos or like the drawings that people had done of her? They were so funny. I don't know if I can find them.
Put them on.
Yeah, because they were so funny. Like the way Issa's neck, chin, nose, everything was there.
Like carrot couture drawings of her.
Yeah,
like,
they were hilarious, man.
What did she say?
She
looked mad. But what did she say? Something like, I need to stop accepting these. You don't need to stop drawing me because my confidence ain't doing something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
But she's funny. Like, I mean, I love Issa, but I'm just calling her my villain of the year because I just couldn't. It's just not what I needed in for the last 12 months.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I think we should move to our one true love of music.
I know. I'm so excited.
And move on to song of the week. I'm going to go first because I feel like you're really excited. And even though I am excited about this song, I can't tell you much backstory on the person. And like, I just think it's a great song, to be honest. So my song of the week is Already There by somebody called Nesta. I believe he is US based. However, definitely has a Caribbean upbringing. I'm going to assume Jamaica because, you know, might as well.
Big Island thing.
But yeah, the song's called Already There. I came across it on a playlist and it's just so good. His voice is sick. And like, he's singing and it has kind of a reggae vibe to it, but also his voice is just insane. And I've been banging it out. I don't know when I sent it to you and I didn't even, this wasn't going to be my song of the week, so I wouldn't have sent it to you knowing, but I sent it maybe on Tuesday. And since then, like, it's been the song I've been listening to back and forth. So he is based in America. I need to find a way to work with him because the song is lit. And like, I'm not going to try and sing it because, as I said, he can sing and as we know, I can't. But like,
you haven't sung like the whole show though.
But this year was about growth. It was about knowing your strengths and believing your confidence and knowing your weaknesses, and I believe I've come this far.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm going to keep singing, guys. That's just it. You're still going to get
it
from me.
You grew in other ways. It's fine. Not in height, though.
Definitely not in height. But I'm wearing these Converse that have, like, a little bit of a platform now. So
yeah,
give that illusion.
Anyway, we'll move on to your song of the week now.
Okay, so my song of the week, I'm buzzing about this because I have been banging this album hard. And it comes from a man named Getz, big man in the game. one of Grime's legends, rap connoisseur. He's got flows, he's got vibes, he's got rhythms, he's got every little bit of juice that's just going to make your day pop. And so my song of the week is Crud, mm-hmm. featuring the Landlord Gigs. And the reason why it's my song of the week is because Getz came to clear the streets. Like, he's not playing in this song. Like, when I tell you, bar after bar after bar, the beginning of the song starts with a skirt. And after that script, you know he's on crud. Like, I was so hyped up listening to this song. I was actually in my house cooking when I first heard it, because I was like listening through the album, I was cooking. And I was chefing it up and I was like, wow, I'm actually putting all of my energy into this cooking. And I had to wheel up 3 times. Because
mad.
It gets into the song, yeah. I don't know how far into it, because it's quite a long song, maybe like 5 minutes or so. It gets into it about like maybe 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. And I heard him say, "Let him have it." And I was like, "Let him have it." I was like, what? Wait, what's going on here? Like,
oh my gosh.
I know what's coming. And even before gig started, I had to wheel it up because I heard a and I was like, no. That hit my soul. So yeah, definitely shout out Getz for Crud. It is so cruddy.
I was listening on the way here actually, because it's on New Music Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I need to get into the album though.
You do, because when I tell you, it's all I've been thinking about is Crud. I don't know who I think I am now. Like, I was talking to someone recently and they were talking about how they were hood adjacent. And I was like, you know what? I'll accept that.
That's
hood
all adjacent. Of us.
Because I'm not really on crud, but like, I feel it, you know?
Yeah, and also it depends on the situation. Sometimes you've got to channel that energy.
Mm-hmm. You
got to channel the energy, because in some moments other people be on crud and you just got to let them know that They can't run like that.
And also, another reason why I wanted to make it the song of the week, actually, is because that's what we're on with this podcast, guys.
Amen.
We are on crud. So don't think that you're just going to listen to this and, you know, no, you listen to this one, you go back to the old catalogue, you reel off all of those episodes. We've got so many gems for you from last year. So definitely make sure that you listen to those. And then, you know, keep listening, because we've got a lot of stuff in the works, you know. We're making partnerships happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got things coming.
Y'all ain't ready.
Don't sleep on us.
And also, you know, obviously before we used to say, you know, listen, ready for your Monday morning commute. Obviously, the commuting ain't happening anymore. However, we can still brighten up your Mondays just by listening to our voices. So I just can't wait for you guys to see what's coming. And just thank you for being there for the journey, but make sure you stay on the train.
Yeah, because we going places.
Okay, right then, I think that is a wrap of the first episode of season 2.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening. Yeah, stay tuned for what we have. We have some sick guests coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sick topics to cover. As we said, we have some sick collaborations. Y'all gonna be getting the one for them content
all
in 2021.
That you need.
That's all you need to know. So yeah, bye guys. I have been Helena.
And I have been Kashel.
And we have been
One for them.
Oi, oi.
So people, you've been listening to the One For Them podcast with your favourite hosts, Kashel and Helena. You can catch us on socials, that's at One For Them on everything, Instagram, Twitter, we're on Facebook too, I guess. And you know we have to make a TikTok. Make sure you hit that subscribe button or follow depending on where you're listening. And of course, if you can, drop us a rating and maybe a little comment, because we're trying to climb these podcast charts in any way that we can. If you haven't already tuned into previous episodes, make sure you do. And of course, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because we need all of you out here vibing with us each and every episode. So yeah, now that you're all caught up, see you next time.